Okay, there we go.
Just a 1-2.
Homer, okay.
1-2, 1-2, 1-2.
Is Dan Thomas here? No.
So we don't have Ann Reeves? Or Dan Thomas?
Well, she just got appointed to another board, so she can't, you know, get to be on two. We have so many meetings, I can't even keep track anymore. The City Council to order. All City Council members are present. Our meeting tonight is to select applicants for our, what's the exact title of this one? Our ad hoc, Melody? Moore Bay Power Plant Reuse Ad Hoc Committee. That's why I didn't know it. Okay. So what we're going to be doing tonight is interviewing our applicants for this committee. There's going to be 12 members chosen, and we will start with introductions. So we'll start at this end with Bill Robinson. Just tell us a little bit about yourself and why you're interested in serving on this committee. Oh, yeah. We got a microphone. Sorry.
All right. My name's Bill Robinson. I live
put the microphone up a little closer. There you go.
I live up here in North Morro Bay, and I've been interested in this. I read all the articles about it, and I don't think I'm getting enough information, so I'm doing it basically to get more information, and I'd like to be involved in if there's a process to do something.
Okay, and give us a little bit of your background. Your
What do you do? On there? How do I make money?
Yeah.
I do medical billing, and I own my own business in San Luis.
All right. And if you'd pass the microphone, there you go.
Hi there. I'm Larry Newland. I don't live in Morro Bay currently, but I grew up here. Lived here since from 1963 through college, basically. I live in San Luis Obispo right now. My interest, I'm the president of the Central Coast Maritime Museum Association. Some of the folks I've spoken with before, so I've been interested in that, in the site in the adjacent areas with its reuse for probably 10 plus years for our museum complex. I'm a professional planner. I work for Caltrans. I'm a senior environmental planner. I supervise a staff of about 10 people doing CEQA and NEPA documents for about $300 or $400 million worth of highway projects up and down the coast. So I have my background is planning, but here I'm here because I'm interested in the disposition of this property eventually, and I do have a little bit of an agenda. I'm pushing the Maritime Museum, and so I make no bones about that. So.
Okay.
I'm Homer Alexander. I've lived in Morro Bay for 4.5 years. I was born and raised in a beach community in Southern.
Bi-generational. I believe that there could be some really good opportunities here, and having the education as to what you want to do with the power plant, what the power plant's wanting to do, and I think that there are some ecological concerns there, as well as the local economy and the way that that could benefit too. So I'm really interested to see what LNS is wanting to do with the plant, and I'd like to be in that process.
My name is August Phillips. I've lived in Morro Bay for 14 years on the Embarcadero, next door to the power plant on the roof of the kite shop. I'm a full-time staff with the Chamber of Commerce. I've been involved with the Fishermen's Organization for 12 years. I would come to the committee with no personal agenda. I would simply like to be a part of obtaining a consensus for what would be best for Morro Bay. I think that would be exciting to be a part of that. That's it.
Okay. I'm Ken Haggard. I live just backside of the Cuesta Ridge near Santa Margarita. And I'm a principal in a planning and architectural firm called San Luis Sustainability Group. We do six-person firm. We do sustainable design, green design. And that's my bias. And it just seems to me this is such an incredible opportunity for Morro Bay and for the county, and actually for the state, because of the facility you got here, and the fact that this is an area everybody in the state wants to live, coast, and what is such an opportunity to optimize an awful lot of what are considered now diverse and considered kind of conflicting items, development, restoration, environment, and so forth. But I don't think it is conflicting from the sustainability viewpoint, and so this would be that's my interest.
Okay.
I'm Michael Lucas. I'm an associate department head of architecture at Cal Poly, and I live in North Morro Bay. Before I came here to teach, I've been here about 4 years in Morro Bay, 3 years in Los Osos, so I've looked at both sides of the power plant. Before I came here to teach, I was a practitioner in the Baltimore area for 20 years, and so I've done this for a living, and get paid to think about these things. So since this is home, I'm happy just to do whatever I can to help on this.
Okay. My name is Patty Denton. I'm here today. I have done exhibits on the local indigenous people. I had one at the Hearst Castle last year. The exhibit is now running at the museum in Morro Bay. So I'm interested in education. So my goal would be to have some kind of maybe cultural center, some kind of educational part of whatever happens, and also make sure that what is there is also managed and protected. So that's why I'm here. Okay. Thank you.
Bill Newman. I've lived in Morro Bay since 1962. I have a deep feeling for what happens in our town. I've been retired for a good number of years, but I have done a lot of volunteer work. Namely, the biggest chunk was with the Morro Bay Estuary Program. I was instrumental in helping a lot in getting us in the National Estuary Program. Right now, I'm giving up a job with the Morro Bay Library Friends, and so that leaves a spot for me to give some more community time, and I'd like to do it with this group. I think I could offer a number of things to a committee like this, experience in getting community input and wide community input, on and on community input. We're going to need a lot of that. And I think I do a lot of writing. I can write reports well. I'm interested in getting things organized to present to the board for their evaluation that they want us to get them ready for. So I think I could contribute in a number of areas like that.
Hi, I'm John Myers, and I thought this was a neighborhood watch meeting. Just kidding.
Get away. We're watching something else.
I'm a resident of Morro Bay. We bought a house here about 6.5 years ago. I brought my support back there. My wife's here also, so she's going to vote for me. I spent 30 years in banking, mostly international banking. A lot of the work I did was primarily in sales, but did a lot of work in strategic planning, product development, that kind of stuff, which I think probably relates to a lot of what might be going on here. I've got time on my hands now. Can't play golf every day, so I like to kind of give back to the community. I've been taking all along, so it's time to start turning that around and give something back, so I'd like to get involved in what's going on here in the process. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Hi, I'm Julie Tacker. I'm a director of the Los Osos Community Services District and then fiction or novels. And so I have learned a great deal over the last 4 or 5 years of my life as an activist on the South Bay. And I believe that our shared bay is of interest to all of us. And I think I bring a lot to Morro Bay, and I'd be happy to serve on your committee.
Okay.
My name is Rick Sauerwein, and I'm probably the newest member to the community here. My wife and I just bought an avocado orchard out on Little Morro Creek Road last year, and we're in the process of building a home there, and we'll be relocating here when that's prepared. I have a 30-year background in civil engineering and environmental planning. I'm a retired naval officer, have been involved in the base reuse and alignment closure process, been involved in land use planning for two Navy bases of about 10,000 population, so very similar in size to the community here. I have a strong interest in sustainable development. Ventura County, of course, is in the throes of tremendous growth, and have tried to control that in a wise manner. I think they thought about that just a tad too late, unfortunately, and I think there's an opportunity here to stay ahead of the power curve. Just interested in learning more about the community and contributing in any way I can.
Okay, thank you. Melody is our representative on this committee.
Excuse me, Melody and Thad are.
Oh, I'm sorry,
Thad
and Thad.
On the committee.
Melody and Thad are on the committee along with our city attorney. And so just from the two of you, could you give us an idea of what the time element is going to be, the involvement that these people are going to have to put forth on this committee so we make sure that everyone's aware of that and able to handle it?
Well, let me start by saying that we will probably try to meet twice a month.
Yeah, it sounds about right.
To begin with. And what we want to hear from you, and one of the questions I'm going to ask all of you when it's my chance, is what time frame you have available. Because this is a big group. We know that you all won't be able to be there every time, but we want to get as many as possible at each meeting and start our meetings next month.
And if I could just jump in with a couple of other descriptions of this committee. Thad and I were appointed by the over 100 people talked about it, and there was all this enthusiasm, and then there was all this, like, what are we doing? And Homer's been very helpful in giving us this. It shows all the steps that goes through this little document that I was passing around amongst you. And so what we've envisioned is a large committee that is actually chaired and run by citizens, not Thad and I. We'll attend, and we will be advocates for the city in the process, but we really do want this to be a citizens committee, much like the citizens committee up in Bellingham, Washington. They created this Waterfront Futures group, and it's just a lovely enthusiasm they have amongst them. Now, as to the amount of time, we have talked about meeting twice a week or twice a month, twice a month or so, to kind of touch down with each other. And Thad, I know, is retired, but he has lots of commitments to council. And I'm not retired and have commitments here and at Cal Poly, as Michael does, I'm sure. So we had arranged for a meeting next week on February 1st. Of course, that was working with the schedules of those other people, which exactly three of them are in this room right now, Thad, Homer, and myself. So one of the things we might want to do is look at schedules tonight together once we've put everyone into it. And we could have like a miniature little meeting of ourselves right after we vote, I mm-hmm. suppose. And then the other thing, too, we thought that with such a nice large group that as soon as we met, formed a mission statement, picked a better name, elected a chair, that we could then start talking about task forces or subgroups of this ad hoc, because as you've heard as we went across, we've got a wide range of excellent backgrounds. I mean, you know, you with your land use issues and Rick with his base realignment, I saw Homer just go, oh, this is great. Financial, masters, maritime museum, business owners. So we've got the chamber, we've got everybody here that we need. And so we can actually meet in smaller groups, coming back to the larger group maybe every 3 weeks or so, okay, to report. And, of course, there's internet, which makes it lovely and possible to share information.
Do you have an idea of how long you expect this ad hoc committee to be in force? I mean, 6 months, a year? Did you put any guesstimate on that?
No, we're kind of leaving it open.
Okay. All right, so I guess the question that we'd have to ask of all of you is it a time commitment you're willing to make and able to make? And if not, please say so, because we have had a problem on some of our boards and commissions with absenteeism. And while this one...
So I wanted to be more kind of open and generous, have some leeway about this absenteeism. I think we allow our boards and commissions up to four, mm-hmm. or up to three or four. And I think over the course of the year, meeting a couple times a month, it's probably likely that we'll get.
Yeah, no, I wasn't looking at that. I just wanted to make sure that people understood that it is a long-term commitment. Yeah. It is going to be a certain amount of time out of their life. And if any of them had a problem with that for any of their conflicts, then I just wanted to know that now so that we don't put them on and then have them have to drop out later. That's all. So does anybody anticipate any problem with that? Are you okay with the time? Okay, that's all I wanted to know. Did anyone want to ask any questions of anybody? Betty?
I'm real excited also about the diversity, both mm-hmm. in the city, outside the city, backgrounds, even gender, you know, and different groups that you all represent. So to some extent, you'll be coming with your particular background, and yet you also need to be open to everybody else's. And I think in the beginning, that's real easy. And some of you have experience at this. And we have a power plant that we don't even know if they want us, okay? So why are you here? I mean, how do you get along and why are you here, I guess? Well, we've talked about why you're here. So it's like, what do I want to say? I guess why should we even approach the company, and what do you think we have to offer them?
Wait, we got to get the microphone.
Or I can go over to Mr.
Yeah, start at this end with a microphone. There you go.
Well, as I understand it, the power plant has been an essential resource stream for the city in the past. And there's some concern that that revenue stream may not be sustainable, depending upon the decisions that are made. Now, the new ownership is something I just learned of tonight. So I don't know what the future is of the site as a power plant. I was of the understanding that there probably wasn't much of a future as a continuing power plant.
We don't know.
Certainly you're going to have to engage the owners of that property to determine what's best for them and what's in the best interest of the community. And the only way you're going to do that is through an open dialogue. And that will be a challenge when you've got a strong property owner that's
a landmark. But I did attend your city council meeting when you had the 100 or more speakers, and I thought, wow, what a diverse, all the ideas. And I thought it might be helpful to try to find some compromise. And I think I'm pretty good at that, and listening to all sides and then putting it to work. We got to get our feet on the ground and get something going. So I'm happy to participate.
That's a tough one. I guess, first of all, I'm not sure. I mean, there's a company that's buying the power plant. I presume there's a lot of covenants and issues and things that have to be addressed before an acquisition actually happens, and a lot of exploration on behalf of the buyer and so forth. So I don't know if there's a transaction that's actually going to happen yet. Secondly, I think there's, what I understand is the company, LS Energy, has been around since 1990. It's a company that raises equity from, I think, private investors for the stated purpose of buying power plants and using those plants to generate power. And I think in all but two situations they have done that. So I guess the presumption is that they would try to put this plant back online, although I guess I understand the plant is not a terribly efficient plant. At least that's the way Duke has seen it. So, I mean, at this point in time, it's kind of confusing I guess it would be more of a discovery process on our part to find out, is the transaction actually going to happen? When is it going to happen? What is in the intent of the buyer for the property going forward? I'm not sure what the City of Morro Bay's alternatives are regarding the future use of that property. I mean, if they intend to use it as a power generating station going forward, I presume there's a new lease that needs to be negotiated with the city, and then it could go on as a revenue producing partner of the city for a lot of years going forward. And I don't know if there's anything that we would be able to do with that property.
Well, the lease has been negotiated, but this would be, there's terms in the lease where it can end in a few years, potentially, if they're not running the plant. So we want to be ready, if that would happen, with another plan for what we'd like to see happen.
Does anything trigger if the plant was sold? I mean, does
the lease goes with the property, the lease that we just signed.
Nothing that says that the city has any right to review or approve the buyer of the plant or anything like that.
No.
I don't know these things yet. No. I have to discover all that stuff. But anyway, I it's kind of hard to answer the question right now.
It's got a lease that'll fill up another binder, which you don't really have to look at. But the city attorney is our staff person on this, and all of this information is being put together in a binder, and you don't have to feel like experts on it at all tonight.
A lot of homework, though.
Betty Windholz's question was the first thing that came to my mind. As little as we know, why are we doing this? But it seems to me that all the negotiations or anything that would lead to the city acquiring that plant is out of the realm of this committee, and what we're here for would be to, in case the city manages that through some process, we would then have some information for them to help them evaluate what could go there and maybe even whether to buy it or whatever, acquire it anyway.
I kind of agree with what he just said. Also, we might approach them like we, I think we did approach Duke at one time with an alternate plan. When they were going to modernize in their package, they had to, you know, put an alternate plan and different things that would work down there. So they might not even know that the city is even interested or cares about the property, or even what happens to the property. So you might meet with them and discuss that. Say, you know, we're interested in what is happening there, and maybe you'd be willing to work with us. They might, you know, decide that they're not going to keep that plan or whatever. So we do have to be ready. We do have to be ready with some kind of plan. Okay.
Yeah, I just agree that this is one of the greatest parcels of land on the West Coast, maybe even in North America, and to consider that something might happen with that. I mean, it will change the nature of the town for years to come. So I think the strategic interests are definitely amazing to even contemplate. The shorter term ones, I admit I live here, but I don't follow things as closely as I could. I'm lost on the short term, but I think it's always good when you have these entities that have so many capabilities on their side come forward with acquiring a property with either an overt or, you know, secondary interest in things happening. It's always good to gather up, you know, the people that are here and try to understand from our point of view what, when we are asked or when we have.
Look at the spectrum of possibilities enough. And I think one of the things that I'd be interested in is at a qualitative level, not a quantitative level, not the detail level or what's the constraints, what's the obstacles, but what's really possible in a broad spectrum of things without giving too much judgment at first to that, to just see how many hundred of possibilities there are. And then, you know, meanwhile, while that's happening, which is a sort of qualitative look, the quantitative stuff is being formalized and the nitty-gritty of everything. So I think there's the two sides there. And I think clarification is the main of a very complex situation is what would result in that kind of look.
I think we should approach them firstly to find out what their intentions are, and I think that going to them with a committee as diverse as this one would be the best way to accomplish that, and just to let them know simply that we're interested in what they're planning on doing with the power plant, and to show them that we have it covered pretty much whatever they decide.
My interests are twofold. One, of course, what are they going to do? What are their plans? Secondly, how is that going to affect the economy of the city? That's probably the biggest thing for me, because I've seen this town change so drastically over, many years. It's not a fishing village anymore, unfortunately. I mean, I love the waterfront, but what are they going to do? I'm concerned. I think the power plant's got some serious issues, which would mean they would have to put some money into it. So do they want to refurbish it? Is it a tax write-off? Or do they want to offer the land back to the state? I don't know. I'm curious and open to ideas. And I feel that my love for this town, this is my home, and the people that are here are what's important, and then we can take things one step at a time.
I think they are going to do something with the power plant after the existing lease with PG&E is up. And I know that the time frame to produce some sort of general guidelines is very extensive. It should take 2 or 3 years to have everybody basically come up with a buy-in to whatever we decide as a group. We
would before it gets too solidified. You know, it's like pouring concrete. You know, you got to move fast. And so I sort of see that's part of my purpose. And that would be the purpose of this committee, to go out far and wide to brainstorm. Some folks talked about this wide spectrum, big picture, but also not to ignore constraints. There will need to be a constraints analysis done for all these different ideas, and to provide that to the decision makers, but to be ready to strike and to turn confusion into an opportunity.
I'm heartened to see all these people with diverse interests, and I'd be honored to work with them. I'm just, I think they all think of, we're looking for possibilities. That's what we're doing. We're looking for possibilities, and I'd like to be part of that process. What else can I say?
Madam Mayor, can I make a couple of observations?
Sure.
They're not really questions, just some things that came to mind while you were all talking. First of all, I personally suspect that while we're talking about a year for this committee to function, we have to keep in mind probably the escrow won't close for 6 months. And so who knows when anybody will really be sitting down doing any serious thinking or work on this project from their perspective. The other thing is that this company, LS, bought a series of power plants, 8 of them, I believe, and I think some of the ones on the East Coast were more desirable. Certainly, I'm going to guess that this power plant is among the less desirable in their eyes, but they bought it as part of a package. So as the things that I would be heartened by is if we could figure out a way to convince them that they really don't want this plant, and then to convince them to come up with the roughly $45 million to tear it down or give it to us along with a check for $44,999,000, whatever. But I think there's a lot of work we can do, because they may not be just really determined to have a power plant here. The geographic location is such that you'd have to do some real thinking to see if you could make believe that it's a critical power plant for need in this state compared to some of the other locales. So I think there is a dynamic we can put forward, and I think they would have a much better chance of trying to sit down and discuss this whole thing with us rather than if it were some other plant. But I think we're going to be doing this for a long time, because they're not even going to own it for 6 months.
Okay, any other questions or comments from the group? Thad?
Well, just a comment. And we'll ask the questions about our time frame later.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? None. Okay, congratulations. You've all been appointed to our ad hoc committee. And if you would stay after a moment and have your first brief meeting and set a schedule. Thank you all for coming. Appreciate your interest.
Vista did this a year or so ago. So when their plant got bought by LS,
they already had their plan ready to go to them. So I hope we can catch up. Well, that's the city council.
Is that still?